Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Je suis déshérité, literally, I am dispossessed, is a love song, despite what you might assume from its first three words. This hour, we'll hear how Renaissance composers of the likes of Claude Lejeune, Orlando de Lasso, and Nicolas Gombert used the song as the basis of masses, songs, and instrumental fantasies. After that, music from our featured release, Ensemble Dragma's 2020 Rame recording, entitled Song of Beasts, Fantastic Creatures in Medieval Songs. The ensemble L'Amoroso, directed by Guido Balastracci, played two 17th century French pieces for small ensembles of viols. First, an Allemande for three viols by Henri Dumont, then a Fantasy for two viols by Nicolas Metru. This hour on Harmonia, we're listening to a song that went viral in a very 16th century sort of way. Je suis déshérité, which literally means, I am dispossessed. One particular setting of this timeless story, a simple four-part chanson, caught the ears and imaginations of both lesser and better-known composers, from Lejeune to Lassus, Gombert to Palestrina. The song isn't complicated, it's simple and beautifully balanced. Either just the melody or the entire four-part texture in the clever hands of these composers metamorphoses into new songs and instrumental and sacred music. In the song, the lover laments, I am dispossessed because I've lost my sweetheart. He has left me alone, full of tears and sorrow. Pretty nightingale of the woods, go immediately and tell my sweetheart that I'm tormented for his sake. Admittedly, not a wildly original conceit. In fact, it's one of the oldest stories. There's music in its original language. Even if you don't know what individual words mean, you can hear rhythm and rhyme in the French. The music to which the poetry is set was probably composed by Pierre Cadillac, although it was attributed to Johannes Luppi in several early sources. But honestly, what's in a name? The music's the thing, so let's see whether you get a feel for why this modest four-part song went viral, if that term hasn't now taken on a very different affect. Rylan Angel sang Pierre Cadillac's Je suis déshérité with Parthenia Consort of Viols. Going viral was a different process in the 16th century than it is now, since there was no such thing as sound recording, much less an interweb. Music was popularized both by live performance and on paper. By the mid-16th century, there was tons of music printing going on, so a chanson could travel widely, as this one did, to those who could read music. Composers seized the simple song and made it their own. One of the most prolific and significant composers of the second half of the 16th century, Claude Lejeune, turned the humble tune into a rather complicated six-part vocal piece with the tune in canon with itself.
Thank you.
The ensemble Clément Jeannequin sang Claude Lejeune's Je suis déshérité. In 1610, Eustache du Courroie contributed a six-part instrumental fantasy, losing the words altogether but elaborating on the music. Eustache du Courroie's six-part fantasy on Je suis déshérité, played by Hesperion 20, directed by Jordi Savall. A different way to pay tribute to a beautiful tune is to set other words to it. This versified Lord's Prayer, in which Our Father who art in heaven becomes Our Father God Celestial, is set by an anonymous Scottish composer as a consort song for viols and voice in three charming verses.
And hailed is
That was Rylan Angel and Parthenia performing Our Father God Celestial, set to the tune of Je suis déshérité. Our song is pretty well intact in its original four-part setting, but set with a metrical version of the Lord's Prayer. Je suis déshérité very quickly found its way into masses, as did many other secular songs of the early 16th century. Let's listen to the five movements of the Ordinary of the Mass by three different composers, each using the Je suis déshérité melody. We'll begin with a Kyrie by Nicolas Gombert, whose dark, rich sounds remind us of Johannes Ockeghem. In fact, Ockeghem's Missa Mimi is quoted at the beginning of Gombert's Missa Je suis déshérité.
Thank you.
The Kyrie of Nicolas Combert's Missa Je suis déshérité was performed by the Pro Musica Köln, directed by Johannes Homberg. The mid-16th century French composer Jean Maillard composed a classic imitation mass, what used to be called a parody mass, on the tune. An imitation mass uses all the parts of a polyphonic work, not just the melody, broken up into points of imitation that elaborate on each phrase. The relationship is usually clearest at the beginning, middle, and end of each movement. See whether you can sense our song in this Gloria from Maillard's four-voice Missa Je suis déshérité. The Marian Consort, directed by Rory McCleary, performed the Gloria of Jean Maillard's Missa Je suis déshérité. Early music can mean a lot of things. What does it mean to you? Let us know your thoughts and ideas. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, where you'll also find playlists and an archive of past shows. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. For the remainder of our patchwork mass based on the song Je suis déshérité, we visit the music of a giant of late 16th century European music, Orlando de Lasso. Here is the Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei from Lasso's four-voice Missa Je suis déshérité.
Thank you.
the Credo Sanctus and Agnus Dei of Orlando de Lasso's Missa Je suis déshérité by Insieme Vocale d'Altro Canto, directed by Dario Tabia. Let's turn to our featured release, the Ensemble Dragma's 2020 Rame recording entitled Song of Beasts, Fantastic Creatures and Medieval Songs, designed to be a musical equivalent of the medieval bestiary in which both mythical and real beasts are represented. The ensemble takes its name from a medieval musical note called a dragma that can have different rhythmic interpretations depending on its context. The members of the ensemble, all trained at the Schola Cantorum Basiliensis, and their mission is to explore the connections between monody and polyphony and the common ground between instruments and voices. Here's a madrigal, in the 14th century sense of the word madrigal, sung as a vocal duet, about a phoenix that has transformed into a turtle dove to fly with love through the beautiful orchards.
Felice,
felice.
The Ensemble Dragma performed Jacopo de Bologna's Fenice Fu from our featured release of the week, Song of Beasts, Fantastic Creatures in Medieval Songs. Along with the music, the CD includes a film, slightly longer than the CD itself, in which we get to see creatures depicted in contemporary carvings on church pews, ivories, or in the bestiaries popular in the period. All three members of Dragma are accomplished instrumentalists, so we get to hear viols, lute, and harp, as well as voices. Here's an anonymous three-part ballata called De Tristo Mi Topinello. It's about a hungry and sad wingless bat, a.k.a. a mouse, with rather luxurious tastes. It dreams of tortelli, sausage, and fat capons, but alas, must settle for coarse black bread, radishes, and chickpeas.
De tristo mi topinello che son giunto lì a un punto che non mangerò più tutto se non pane raffanello e il basello. Thank you.
Listening to our featured recording, Song of Beasts, and that was an anonymous ballata called De Tristo Mitopinello. Let's stick with texts about mythical beasts and end with the ballade Fiton Fiton by Magister Franciscus. Like Gombert, Franciscus quotes the first part of a Machaut song about the same mythical python. He recasts the mythological serpent slain by Apollo so that the very venomous beast glorifies Phoebus, the Greek god of light. And Phoebus was the nickname of Gaston Phoebus, the Count of Foix, a great patron of the arts, among many other characteristics, to whom a significant number of pieces are dedicated.
Oh, yeah.
song by Magister Franciscus, whose title translates to Python, Python, Beast Most Venomous, performed by the trio Ensemble Dragma on our featured release, the 2020 Ramée Song of Beasts, Fantastic Creatures in Medieval Songs. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. And you can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Aaron Kane, Wendy Gillespie, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.